ଏମିତି ସ୍ଥିରି ଚୋଇଦେବି ସହସ୍ଥାନ ଚୋଇଦେବି ମୋତେ ଏବେ ଯେଉଁ ସାହସ ଗତି ହିଁ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଯେ ଏମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଆୱାର ଇନର୍ ଇଣ୍ଟରେଷ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁୱାର୍ଡସ୍ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଟୁୱାର୍ଡସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରସମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆନନ୍ଦମ୍ ଇଟର୍ନାଲ୍ ଆନନ୍ଦମ୍ ଆୱାର ଇଣ୍ଟର୍ନାଲ୍ ଟେଣ୍ଡେନ୍ସି ଏଭ୍ରି ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଆସ୍ ହାଜ୍ ଗଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଉଇଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଆସ୍ ବଟ୍ ୱିଆର୍ କ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ଆଉଟର୍ କାରେଣ୍ଟ ଆଉଟର୍ କାରେଣ୍ଟ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କାମ କ୍ରୋଧ ଲୋଭ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମେଣ୍ଟାଲ୍ ସିଷ୍ଟମ୍ ହୁଇଚ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏ କଭର୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସୋଲ୍ ସିଷ୍ଟମ୍ ଆୱାର ପ୍ରିଚିଂ ଆୱାର କୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ଆଉଟସାଇଡ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ନେଚର ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱି ମଷ୍ଟ ଟ୍ରାଏ ଟୁ ମେକ୍ ହିମ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ ୱିଦିନ୍ ହିମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟ୍ରାଏ ଟୁ ଏକ୍ଜାକ୍ଟ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆର୍ କ୍ୟାପ୍ଚରିଂ ହିମ୍ ଆଉଟୱାର୍ଡଲି ଟୁ ଟେକ୍ ହିମ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଟୁ ଡିସୋସିଏଟ୍ ହିମ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦୋଜ୍ ମଷ୍ଟ ବି ୟୁଟିଲାଇଜ୍ ଫର୍ ଦି ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମନି ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି ଫେଭରେଟ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଟୁ ଆସ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଜେନେରାଲି ଏନ୍ଗେଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଫର୍ ଫୋର୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଧର୍ମାର୍ଥ କାମୁକ୍ ଧର୍ମ ମିନ୍ସ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଅର୍ଥ ମନି କାମ ସେନ୍ସ ପ୍ରେଜର ଆଣ୍ଡ ମୋକ୍ଷ ଆଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ସ ୱି ଆର୍ ଡିସ୍କସ୍ଡ ୱିଥ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱାନ୍ ଟୁ ବି ଇଣ୍ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇନାନ୍ସିଏସନ୍ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଡିସ୍କସ୍ଡ ୱିଥ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଧର୍ମସ୍ ଜାପବର୍ଗସ୍ ନଥାଥୟ ଉପକଳ୍ପତି ଧର୍ମସ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ସୁଡ୍ ହେଲ୍ପ ଆସ୍ ଟୁୱାର୍ଡ ଲିବରେସନ୍ duty should be set in such a way that it may liberate me properly from all proposals of maya that is take to my natural position that the service of krishna dharma sha jhapa varga all the varga all the ends are comparatively shown down that is of varga 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 means a class of end, object of life. So generally four classes are object of our, aim of our life can be divided into four classes. Retirement, and then duty, and then calm, and then money-making. Collect energy, four phases. So duty, generally, in the worldly life, we set our duty in such a way that we can earn maximum money, and the money may be used to satisfy sense pleasure. Satisfy the senses. And when the sense pleasure is distributed to others, that is our duty, dharma. To collect energy, and by that energy to purchase some sense pleasure, and when the sense pleasure is distributed to others, we finish our duty. Generally, this sort of current we find in this under the my influence and the worldly influence we find this, but it should be organized in another way. How? That sense pleasure, that is our connection with matter, we shall do so much as is necessary to keep our soul and the body together. Vishaya Shikar. Not what for any pleasing sensation we shall meet matter, but our transaction with matter will be so much as can keep my health all right. And then with that health I shall earn money. And the money will help me to discharge my duty. And the duty will be set in such a way that we can acquire liberation. In Bhagavatam it is said, dharmasya jhapavargasya, duty should be set only to acquire apavarga, liberation, the highest end of life. Jhapavarga, no artha, what? Jhapavarga, no artha. Duty should not be set in such ways as to acquire maximum money. Generally, that is done here. However, no artha, artha yavagalpate. Our arthasya dharmaikantasya, and the artha that is money, that has got only one end, to help to discharge our duty. Duty should be connected with liberation, and to help that duty, the money will be utilized. And kamasya nino indriyapriti labho jiveta javata. And our connection with material world will be only to that extent that it can help our, to keep our health properly to discharge the duty and not for any sense pleasure. Material connection must not be of the nature of sense pleasure. So our sense connection, that is only to produce the child and not to enjoy the sensation there, pleasing sensation. No rochtoi. In Gita also, in Bhagavatam, and the Gita also, prajanas chasmi kandatpa. The kandatpa, this kama, is utilization only prajana, that is only to give birth to a child and not to enjoy any sense pleasure. This we are our attitude towards the world and to everything will be following this standard. How we shall adjust us with the environment. So in preaching also we shall see whether how can we can save whom we approach from this sort of maladjustment, and we shall help him proper adjustment, how they can utilize their own energy to make the best of a bad bargain. They are here, and how they can utilize their energy so that they can come to Krishna consciousness, that is home, back to God, back to home. They are wandering endlessly in the foreign land, and we shall help them with all earnestness come home. Just as a madman, we shall try to take his consciousness towards his home, normal life. A madman, you are engaged in a duty at the endless, you are wandering here, there, to reinstate in his former memory that you have got your father, mother, wife, children, home, all these things, you are wandering in the street, your attention focused towards some wrong direction. Vikshipta chitta, vikshipta thrown, with consciousness thrown into the disorder. From order to disorder, a madman comes, order to disorder, from harmony to discord. So our duty in preaching, and that sort of preaching will help our own sadhana, realization. Proper realization will be very honestly and sincerely to try in this way, whether within or outside. We are, by kirtan, we are to practice in outside, and that reflection will come within me and help me to the highest extent. That is, kirtan has been recommended. Assert yourself create your environment to help you in your own way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, purpose, own purpose, and at the same time it will help others also. The Lord will be satisfied if I can preach Him outside and to convert so many to become His servant. He will be satisfied
with me.
So it does not matter where the money comes from?
I can't follow.
It does not make any difference where the money comes from.
I don't
follow. He says, his question is that if we are collecting money for the
That depends upon the collector.
No, he wants to know if it is important whether the method by which money is collected should be fair or not fair.
Where it also comes from what kind of
source? What kind of source?
Generally fair, and if depends upon the collector, upon the capacity of the collector. One can take risk of using unfair means, so-called, but nothing is unfair if it is in Krishna connection. If one is convinced in that way, living in that plane, he can do anything and everything for Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, how much degree Krishna consciousness in the agent, it will depend on that. How much real Krishna consciousness is there. Sincere hankering for Krishna to utilize Him, it will depend on that. Because real Krishna connection is the only purest thing. All unfair can become fair by proper Krishna connection. Krishna connection is independent thing, and anyway, Krishna connection make everything fair. Other day I told that a touchstone, whatever touches, it becomes gold. So on the collector, how far he is Krishna conscious? If he can bring Krishna in the connection, the unfair will be fair, fairest. Above all fairness in the consideration of this world. So it depends upon the collector. Generally one should try in a fair way, but according to his own position he may apply diplomacy, and ultimately everything, if he is fully Krishna conscious, he may try in any way. Even his killing will be highest good to the man who is killed. Krishna connection is such.
So
such a degree. If he finishes him, totally, then it will be saved. He will be saved, the guarantee is there. If it is Krishna connection, is there. Oh. So the touchstone, whatever will come in connection, that will be gold. But that must be the touchstone, not other stone, any mixture. So it depends upon the collector, whatever. However, he connects Krishna consciousness. If Krishna consciousness is the absolute agent of the absolute master, absolute autocrat, but absolute good. Not only autocrat, but at the same time absolute good. So if what is absolute good, his dealings with anything cannot but be good. Oh, do you follow?
Yes, Maharaj.
Huh?
Very clear, Maharaj.
No, very difficult clear. To follow.
Very clear. Huh? Very clear.
Very
clear.
Nice.
Yeah? Very nice and
clear.
Yes.
Very nice and clear.
So Krishna consciousness is such, because everything for him, whatever used for him, that is normal. And must be used for him, that is all important. Whatever will do, that is justified. If it is for him, then the man will be saved. Everything, every point will be saved if disconnected things comes in that connection. Guess that connection, he will be saved. Not killing, that is outward cruelty. But really, he gets the light back. There. Normal life back, his utility in the service of Krishna, that is for itself, for himself.
Maharaj, but we don't have the courage to do, Maharaj.
Huh?
But we don't have the courage to do.
Huh?
We don't have the courage to do.
So, you are self hesitating. How far? You are not fully convinced that Krishna which is utilized for the service of Krishna, that is the highest realization.
Maharaj?
Highest good of everything.
45 minutes beshi kotha bola hoyeche.
Oh. Here I stopped to you think, what is Krishna consciousness? Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. So think what is Krishna consciousness. The cruelty, utmost cruelty to this world, that may be life-giving to him, one. Krishna consciousness. Die to live. Here we the Hegel comes to save you. Die to live. Deal death to an encouragement for his real life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The mother came to take the child back. The parent came to take the child back, to give it to his parents. You are a sannyasi, you are supposed to be a religious man. My son, you will give back to me. And you are not able to do that. But that is your religious conception. Yes, I am seeing that one boy is in the ocean, in the sea, is diving and outing and plodding in trouble in the sea. Now he has come seashore and going home. I shall drive him back, push him back into the sea, the boy. That is my understanding. How can I say? You say he is my son, and I say that he has, a jeev has come to you for some time. But he is suffering from death and birth, And the only way to help him with the association of the sadhus, he will go back to home and back to God. And my transaction is that. Snatching from the affection of the parents, the child, and to utilize him in the service of Krishna. Apparently it is clear. The justification is from other side. So everything is like that. This is a weapon in the a boy having a weapon. Snatch away the weapon. He will cut your own head or somewhere you boy do not know. To take away the money from a soul in bondage. The money will be utilized for your own injury. So take out, I have the money utilized for Krishna, he will be saved. This is die to live. To help a man to die his present life and to get the death and come to Krishna. Through death come to Krishna. Question of life and death. So many lives and death from eternal time. Suffering from birth and death. Suffering from birth, he has got such conviction, such plain and serious conception. To save one from birth and death. Or to speak of his collected energy, money, or this or that. This is in the position of the enemy. The soul is in position of the enemy, this matter. Anyhow to snatch him from that position towards his own side, that is necessary.
Maharaj.
So according to the degree of realization of the preacher, he would preach that way. There was one fable in the Bible or somewhere. The man, Christ or someone, he went to he became a guest to a particular house. And where he was received well, welcome, and he was dealt in a good way. He stole some utensils from there, and he went to a man of miser, and there he left all those utensils. Then another man received him, welcomed him to his utmost degree. The only son, he killed him and went away. Have you heard this tale? No. Perhaps in Bible or somewhere. The man who served him utmost, his only son was killed. The justification has been given that the miser who did not who generally does not give shelter to any guest, so utensils given to them. Covered for the temptation of that, he will further give shelter to other guests also. And the man, and the highest thing, that one who had the only son, and he was welcomed very cordially, his only son was killed and he fled. Because that son was the center of his all affection. If that is gone, whole affection will come to God. That is the justification given there. So, the stranger, if he is of that type, he can kill the man of the host to give him, to help him towards God. Only son was killed by the guest. The only son of the host was killed by the guest because his attention, his affection that was spent for this only son that would go wholesale towards Krishna, towards God. Because an ordinary guest cannot do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The material construction of the environment is only a part of our consciousness, floating on the ocean of consciousness. Originally, we are child of the soil of consciousness. That is the basic of all theistic life. We are nearer to consciousness, and this matter consciousness is our enemy. We are absorbed in matter consciousness of different stages. The earth, the water, the fire, air, ether, this consciousness. This is rather artificial. Really, we are child of the conscious plane, conscious world. That is the basis, foundation of religious life. After liberation, that is called liberation. After liberation, proper positive life begins. Real life begins there. This is our negative aspect, the misunderstanding aspect of us. Misreading, misunderstanding, misinterest, false errand, running after false errand. We have to realize this. Then our religious life will be proper, will come to a standard of reality. Sukadev's impression to Parikshit Maharaj, animal consciousness, don't give indulgence to this. You have direct connection with consciousness, and you are identifying with this flesh and blood. What is this? Animal consciousness? You that come to talk with me, that is the unit of consciousness, understanding. You yourself are understanding, a particle of understanding. But for misunderstanding, you are conceiving yourself to be a material thing. Material thing, and you are a member of the material world, material things are attracting you. You have become slave to material sense pleasure, all these things. Achievement, material achievement. We are told that Rothschild, one gentleman in England, was the richest man at his time. And he had his Kosagar, Kikibale, money, store, money storing, a room built very strongly, perhaps metallic wall. There he kept his money, ornaments, jewels, all these things. And there was a door which is very complicated. Once it is shut, none can open it. He knew only. Anyhow, we entered that cash room and began counting, adjusting all these things. But anyway, the door was closed from outside or something. So after finishing his work, he came to open the door, but he could not. And so a strong-built house, a room, that is impossible for him, anyone, to break it or something. He had to die. The richest man had to die without food and attendance. We are so much absorbed in money. And there are many instances that for money you are giving life and life. So many material aspirations are controlling. There is the rub. So, we as members, Brahma Asmi, Brahma means the origin of this material conception. Let us go there. Brahma Nuhi, Patishtaham. Then to inquire where from this Brahma is coming. Brahma the ray, the luster of Vaikuntha, of the world of dedication, the real life. Brahma. In Gita, the Brahma. Okkharam Brahma Paramam. Undetectable portion. Unassertable portion. That's crude. The Okkharam Brahma Paramam. Arahang. Okkharad Vichutamam. Kharad Okkharad Vichutamam. Kharad. The changing aspect of this world material, Okkhara, the unchangeable portion. And then, again, that the upper world, that is also changing, that is Vilas, dynamic. In the in between, a static portion, the margin. Margin portion, apparently static, Virajabhamalu. Where the Buddhists and the Shankarais, they have their tomb there. So crossing that Vaikuntha is another dynamic world of dedication and this side exploitation. So we must come to the standard that we are conscious unit and what to do. What will be our function, our real life, that we can manage to live in the conscious world purely, with individual interest and common interest, both harmonized there. That is one important thing, that we are a member of the conscious world, and the second, that service is life. Dedication is life. Here, life means exploitation. Enjoyment is life. As much as enjoyment is anywhere, we think the life is very intense there. And there, the life is dedication. We are conscious and we have got a life to live. and that is, that must be of dedication. In the beginning it is calculative dedication, and in the end automatic dedication, spontaneous. There begins Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Loka, jurisdiction of Krishna. We should not think that is a part, but gradually we are approaching from part to whole. Goloka, apparently it may be limited, but it is more spacious, it can contain many Vaikuntha. It is such, it is beyond our understanding how infinite is adjusted. So many infinites is adjusted in a finite conception. In finite conception, how the body of Krishna, what we can imagine, human size of body of Krishna can accommodate so many Vaikuntha, so many infinite there. This is not, the law of this world can't allow that, us to think that infinite is accommodated in so-called finite. Lokosh Vrindavan, it is mentioned. The Vrindavan has been told that it is only 16 square miles or something, or round. But so many infinite, Vaikuntha infinite, accommodated within that. How within two fingers measure, Yashoda taking so many ropes and adding together, the same two-finger difference. How it is possible? Two fingers, he tried to bind at the waist of Krishna with rope. The rope was short, only two fingers. Again adding ropes to that, same two fingers. Again adding, the same two fingers less. Then when he found that mother is too much tired, or can't, then Kripayasi Sabandhane accepted tie. Then Yashoda could easily bound him. But how it is possible? So such the property of electricity cannot be found in the function of an earth as a dust. We cannot conceive how the electricity is transmitted, the television, the radio. It is not possible for us to conceive in an ordinary brain. But it is there. Talking so far, we are hearing from here. What we can't hear from a mile, that can be heard from crores of miles. If it was not discovered, invented, then it was ludicrous. Thing. So, what is there? His will is everything. And how much infinite we can think of. What characteristic of infinite we are accustomed to think out. So, Jnani Prayasa Mujavash, give up your hope in your knowledge. Give up. Don't waste your energy giving chance for your teeny brain to understand everything. That false, that treacherous proposal of your scanty knowledge that you will know everything, give up that false errand. Don't run after the intellect, give up. The energy, you are not the master. The knowledge, you are very scanty, so give up your hope, your prospect. That may come from this energy and also your teeny knowledge. Try elsewhere. Mahaprabhu told, try your taste, you are there properly. Everyone is properly, he is present in his taste, rasa, ananda. Go there. Try to find out a way there. And that is that by Sukriti, our connection, unconscious connection from the center, it comes within us and may guide us. Vyansunna bhakti ruchi. Lobe your. Beyond this, if you get some hankering, eliminating both energy and the knowledge, and as will come to your help, eliminating them, the third thing you try to find out, and that is within what that you want, only want. Crossing these two, you want something. Laulam mullamekaram. That is, you want a third thing. That means you have got a clue of that. Increase that. And how is to increase? With the association of the similar person. Those are already initiated in that creed, their company. There you begin to, you may try to research in a similar company. Similar company, for mutual help. As it is better that you will find association, your helping hand a little higher in progress. Sajatiya sayasnikhi sadhu sangha satubha. By association, that fine thing, sraddha, sraddha, sincere hankering. Sincere hankering, eliminating these two, both knowledge and the karma, energy. Exploitation, enjoyment and renunciation, action, reaction here. Eliminating both two, and for a third thing, you hanker. Hankering for a third thing, eliminating bhukti, mukti, enjoyment and renunciation. The third thing, aspire after, sraddha, and you will have that. Lolam eka mudra. Only price is your greed for the thing, your sincere prayer for to have that thing. That thing, that masterly existence. If he is gracious, he can give himself to you. Seeing your earnest hankering, you want him sincerely, then he will come to you. Here I am. You are searching me. I am here. You have eliminated those two